Welcome to Two Fools Podcast. This is Drew.
And this is David.
This is Kayla.
This is my daughter, so she's going to join us because today's topic is...
Daredevil, the Netflix series.
At least the first two episodes.
Yep.
We just watched them and we want to talk about them.
So, I'm probably going to be punting the ball to you a lot here because I didn't read Daredevil all that much. I just know little bits and pieces.
Well, to be fair, I didn't read Daredevil myself a lot, but I do know him a lot from his special appearances and the Marvel Universe handbook. I checked into them a lot. And then, of course, the role-playing game and the Ben Affleck movie. I don't care what anybody says, I enjoyed it.
We're going to disagree there.
But this new Netflix thing... Kayla, why don't you give us your first impression? What did you think of the Netflix thing?
I thought it was pretty good. You're going to have to get your tissue boxes ready, though, because those feelings hurt.
Well, the first two weren't all that feeling-induced.
But the end, I can see. We're not going to say what happened.
Wait. Yeah. No. I think we should go ahead and warn you now. We're going to talk about the first two episodes. We're going to talk about the history of Daredevil in the comics. If you don't want spoilers, if you don't want to know, stop this, go watch it, then come back. So, that's their warning.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That's right.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Through this whole thing, not just one section.
Yeah, we're not going to say spoiler alert anymore. The whole freaking thing's going to be a spoiler.
But, as someone who, for me, as someone who didn't really keep up with Daredevil... I like it so far. I don't know. I'd have to look up the list of the actors and actresses.
Yeah, I don't know any of
but
that. Other than Rosario Dawson. That was
Rosario Dawson's in it, which that was nice. That was nice.
And
I
she
like
does
that.
Make her appearance in the second episode as a nurse slash maybe a doctor.
I didn't really listen. She worked at a hospital somewhere.
Well, she said she worked at the hospital and she did some medical stuff, but then she later says she's a nurse and Daredevil doesn't call her on it, so...
Okay. Well, either way... All I have to say is the guy they got playing Matt Murdock, I like him, and I also like that he hasn't been doing this trend recently where they're in the mask and they go from, I talk like this, to, rah, 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 rah. Thank you,
the Batman fairies.
Nolan Batman.
The Batman voice, I like it as a joke. In the first movie, it was funny. In the second and the third, it started getting annoying.
Annoying. And then when the Joker starts taking the shit out of you for your voice in the movie.
And then the Arrow series, he's doing that too.
Well, he has a voice modulator.
Okay.
So why don't we compare this to the Arrow and Flash and even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I'm out because this is the first thing I've watched.
Yeah, you haven't watched any of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'm not a big TV guy.
It's cool.
I'm not a bit... And, you know, there's a lot of people... Let's put it this way. When our group of friends start going, you should watch this, I think...
Then you kind of Matrix void that.
Yeah, I just get kind of, screw you, I'll do what I want.
All right. Well, Kayla and I are big Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans.
I haven't seen much of Season 2, but I did watch the Agent Carter series.
I said big agent... No, you're grounded.
Okay.
Watch more.
I'm grounded in my room.
That's right, until you finish watching the Agents
of S.H.I.E.L.D. Go to your room and marathon Netflix.
That's it.
Am I allowed to have... ice cream with me.
Of course.
All right.
Because you're going to have feels. Anywho.
Best grounding
well,
ever.
Well, let's start with one of the best things, in my opinion, about this is it's sticking with the Marvel Cinema Universe.
It seems to, yes.
They've made references to the Avengers 1 movie with the fight in New York and how it's trash New York and all these property values are low and now it's finally starting to come back up.
Mm-hmm.
They make a reference to Crusher Creel, who becomes the Absorbent Man in Marvel history. But
that's where I knew that
voice.
I mean that name.
In the beginning of S.H.I.E.L.D. series, S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season 2, Crusher he guest stars and wrecks shit.
And then goes on to become the ipso facto voice of misogyny in Female 4.
And what?
The Female 4 comic that's been out recently.
Female
Thor.
Dude, my ears were hearing Female 4, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's a Fantastic Four, but they're all females now. And my
mush mouth is dead with gooey goop, Dave.
Is that your new mutant power?
And I'm just gonna say that, and that's it.
Who Crusher is?
Well, the Absorbing Man.
Yeah, well,
and and he goes on this spiel about...
He's not blessed with an abundance of intelligence.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say any more about it, because I have...
In my opinion, there's only a few Marvel villains that are actually blessed with an abundance of intelligence.
Well, let's stick with the Daredevil scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just saying that's connecting, but I'm not going to go over it. I have my own views on it. I'm not going to get a flame
war
over
with
it.
Let's start with the first episode. First episode, we get to meet Matt Murdock, Foggy Nelson... And,
I like Foggy.
Very, very distraught Paige. Oh, man. What is her first name?
It starts with a C.
Man.
Casey? Cassie?
I forgot her name.
Catherine? I don't know. Not Catherine, that's for sure.
Well, talk about something.
Okay, so Foggy and Murdock are just starting out in their law firm. So they have absolutely nothing going on yet. And that is when they start looking to get some clients as defense attorneys. Karen Page.
Karen Page, yes. Karen Page.
God, that's so sad. She's only been in the comics forever and a day. All right. So, Foggy has a friend on the police department.
Yep.
Keep an eye out for some interesting cases. Let us know. The guy playing Foggy, he's pretty funny.
Eldon Henson, it says here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what do you think, kiddo?
The guy playing Foggy?
Yeah, what'd you think about as Matt and Foggy and
yeah,
Karen?
I really like the guy they got to play Matt. I don't know the actors. I don't actually pay attention to the actors too
Charlie
much.
Charlie Cox is the name of the actor.
But he seems to be doing a pretty good job. Like, I've only have read one Daredevil comic, and that's where he meets with Spider-Man. And he goes on to talking about how Matt Murdock is dead and there is only Daredevil. And I think he's got the character development building up quite quickly.
Well, that was something I thought was very interesting because in the very first two episodes, Daredevil's running around in like a black leotards and sweatpants or something. I don't know. It's just... It down at the sporting goods store.
Well, it's almost kind of like the beginnings of Batman, you know, where he goes out and just the ski mask and the... And the whatnot. And
he's just punching people in the face for justice.
Yeah, and then I think they might be kind of going that same way, where, you know, after his first time he comes back, and Alfred's like, well, how did it go, Master Bruce? They didn't fear me. You know, kind of deal. So that might be what's leading into him getting
the
suit.
Enjoy the flashback stuff of him and his dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just...
I'm still waiting on Stick. That's about all I know about this, but I'm still waiting on it.
Just to let you... hardcore fans know they do kind of stick with the more traditional Matt saved the guy, the truck was tracking carrying mutagen or
some kind of chemical waste.
So the joke is when Matt Murdock pushed the old man out of the way and the stuff splashed in his eyes, so it was toxic waste. Well, years later, Eastman and Lard made a joke from that, and it was that stuff that seeped down into the sewers to make the Ninja Turtles, right? Mm-hmm. So
it's a deep connection.
It is.
But so far, what I've seen, for being a not as hardcore comic fan, just being kind of a layman.
Sure.
When it comes to this, my main other on-screen experience is the Ben Affleck terribleness.
I haven't actually seen that Daredevil movie. I know that we own it, but I
don't watch it. It's bad.
Don't listen to him. Watch it and make your own decision.
I'm gonna say I'll make my own decision. Is he wearing the original outfit with the yellow or
No.
I don't see. I do know about the yellow outfit, and I don't think they're bringing that thing out.
Yeah, they're probably not. I mean,
it's a good thing that boy was blonde.
There's kind of a reason why it only lasted like the first year of the comics run, I believe.
Was a bit hard on the eyes, to say the least.
Well, the other joke was, you know, he's blind. Yeah. That was the original joke of the yellow and brown costume.
He couldn't see how bad it looked.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody really cares.
Well, that's the second thing.
But the first episode, pretty good. We're already kind of... They kind of drop-kicked the door open with, yes, there's a big mafia, you know, gang, whatever issue going on here. And, you know, it wasn't like slowly figuring out, you know, the Kingpin's here.
Well, if you know about the comics and the movies, then you do. But if you don't, they don't say his name. They're like, we don't say his name.
But anyone that does know enough to know who Fisk is, know that the Kingpin's
here. But we got some traditional Chinese mafia. We got some traditional Russian mafia.
And what looked like the Japanese Yakuza as well.
And we even got a little bit of a classic Italian and Irish problem going around. So, it's Hell's Kitchen, kiddos. And it's Hell's Kitchen in the Marvel Universe.
Everyone wants a piece.
Everybody wants a piece, exactly. And they're going to cut it out your ass if they need to.
But, yeah, the first episode, we do meet Karen Page as she...
Who's in some legal trouble.
Well, she wakes up to find a dead man in her apartment.
And she happens to be covered in their blood.
And she picked up a knife that was there.
Or they had planted it in her hand, whatever.
That's not a strange morning for anybody.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was Tuesday last week, but I don't want to go into it.
And so, you know, she's taking the dive for that, and Foggy's buddy, who he met with beforehand, right, just to kind of mess with him and talk it up.
He calls him up and sends him on the case.
And says, hey, this girl needs help, pretty much.
And of course, Matt, with his radar heartbeat detection lie detector power, he knows that Karen's telling the truth, or... As we talked about earlier.
As far as she knows, she's telling the truth. Yes.
That's what she believes.
So.
Speak up, kiddo. They might not can hear you.
Oh, my bad.
So, through the story, we find out that she found out some information that some people don't want found out. And then they start blackmailing people to try to kill her. Daredevil saves the day. Then they just make it public news, and the criminal organization cleans up the mess.
Isn't that kind of what Marvel's been doing recently? Especially in Captain America, they did the same thing when it came with Hydra. They just publicly announced it to everybody. Well, with both S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra, they did that?
Well, I mean, that was the story way they went, yeah. And that came out in the Captain America 2 Winter Soldier, plus the crossover event with S.H.I.E.L.D. at the end of Season 1.
I saw Winter Soldier. I didn't see anything with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, so. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. played along with the movie. I mean, they literally, when the movie first hit the theater, they had like a 3-week episode that was running tied into the movie.
You even seen like parts of the movie.
In the episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D. You could pretty much consider Captain America was story A, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was story B.
Agents of
S.T.E.E.L.D.
Shut up.
So is Shaquille O'Neal going to come by and help?
With their big balls of American justice.
Okay, boob stick.
That's right. Still love that. Anyhow, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. had to deal with the repercussions of the movie.
You know, one of these days, Boomstick's going to take umbrance with this. You keep stealing your shtick.
Oh, no! Parody, my only weakness!
It seems like a lot of the Marvel series or TV shows that they're doing are making big connections to not only the comics, but even the movies.
Well, this is the advantage of the, as you like to call them, the House of Mouse. Keeping
money.
The Marvel cinema together. Mm-hmm. That's why they've went through all the effort to bring Spider-Man back into the fold from Sony.
Oh, dear Lord. Well, Sony still owns him, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be a joint agreement thing.
Yeah,
they're both going to make money on that one.
Yeah, Sony didn't let it go.
And that's why when you asked me, you know, wasn't Kingpin, why wasn't he in the Punisher movie?
Yeah.
It's because he was in the Daredevil movie that was originally
else,
made.
Yeah.
Because that's why in the Avenger movies, the aliens are the Chitauri.
Oh, I knew that, because... Yeah. Because who is it owns Fantastic Four? Fox?
I don't know.
But, with that package, Skrull got...
Skrulls and Kree, I believe.
Yeah, got tied along with that, so they couldn't... No, they used Kree. So Kree wasn't in that package, because Guardians of the Galaxy used the Kree.
That's right, they did.
So, Kree... But apparently Skrull was in that package, and not the Kree.
I was sitting here thinking the reason why they didn't use Kingpin for the Punisher movie, because I thought Jigsaw was...
You're thinking Warzone.
Well, I mean, Punisher hates everybody, so...
Even some good guys.
Well, it's just... One of the main villains you think of with the Punisher, and we're about to tie this back onto track. We went off on tangent again, but... That Kingpin's one of the biggest villains you think of at the Punisher.
If I'm not mistaken, Jigsaw started off as an underboss of Kingpin. But eventually Marvel created what they called the Magia family. And I believe that Jigsaw's a bigger member of that. But you gotta remember, Kingpin's a villain in the Spider-Man series, the Daredevil series, the Punisher series. And realistically, if they need a Machiavellian... middle tier villain Kingpin can do it because he has power, he has wealth, and realistically, he has 17 layers of protection.
Yep.
You can't bust the Kingpin, you just get one of his capos.
Yep. But anyways, we're going to steer this train back onto the Daredevil tracks.
To episode 2.
Yep. Episode 2 entitled Cut Man.
And do you remember how it started? With Daredevil in the trash can.
Yep, Daredevil in the trash can being found by some Mexican
Remember
kid.
To recycle, children.
Even your superheroes.
Even your superheroes.
Again, that was a trash
That's
dump.
Pretty good.
Not a recycle dump.
Someone misplaced it. That's why the lady got him out of the trash.
And yes, the character of Claire, played by Rosario Dawson, gets pulled along and she helps get him out of the trash and get him...
And this is where we start getting to see a little bit of the Daredevil's extra powers. Now, in the first episode, his little I hear your heartbeat trick, he's doing it, and we as the viewers get to see it, but nobody else really gets to see it, you know what I mean? But in this one, Daredevil's like, I smell a guy coming up the third floor, I can hear him asking questions, you know, and he's telling this woman she's got to be careful because if they find him here, there's going to be death and hate.
Yeah, and it is tying in that his senses are well-trained.
Well, superhuman.
There's got to be some training in that, because if they're superhuman and you just get out of the blue, you got to learn to be disciplined with it.
Well, that's where we also...
And that's where Stick's going to come in, I have a feeling.
Well, see, the trick about Stick is, originally Stick didn't exist in the Daredevil comics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when they kind of quote-unquote retconned it, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Matt had to learn to live with it, and that's why... In the flashback episodes after the accident, he wakes up and he's like, Dad, everything's so loud. Everything else around him was so loud, he couldn't even hear his father, who was right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure they're going to use the Stick reference. I'm sure it's going to come up, but he does learn to live with that sound and control it to a degree.
And as Kayla keeps making the joke, yes, he kind of looks like Iron Fist with the half mask on.
It's just like, to me, he's doing all these kicks like Iron Fist would, but he's not trained to land the kicks, so he seems to be doing more damage to himself.
Or just as much.
Or just as much.
If he was in the WWE, he would be a self-destructive luchador.
Well, again, that's just more of the choreographing.
He's supposed to be raw.
People want to be high flying, but at the same time, he's kind of raw.
It does look like he kind of trained himself or had a fight or picked up a few.
Or
things.
Somebody, well,
yeah.
Or he got some training from
somebody.
I mean, he grew up with his dad being a boxer, so he grew up in the gym as well. And we've seen him go back to the same gym and work on the heavy bags again.
And we've seen him revert to that boxing kind of style,
especially when he was in that hallway with all them mobsters.
And you can't move; he reverts back to an American boxer.
And what's the Murdoch theme in the show so far?
They have the devil in them.
We keep getting hit, but we always get up.
Yep.
Murdoch's not to take a hit. Yeah,
that's right.
That was it.
Learned that from my dad, he says.
And so, you know, it turns out the guy going from room to room is a police officer.
No, he really was, I think.
Well, a police... I'm doing air quotes because he was also an informant for the Russian mob.
Yeah, I mean, he was in on that.
And Daredevil then proceeds to grab a fire extinguisher off the wall and just wait for him to get down at the bottom of the stairs and beat him from, like, 10 floors.
Yeah, he drops it, like, 7-10 floors and just
bonk right on the nugget.
Knocks that dude out. So him and Claire drag him up on top of the roof.
Claire is kind of reeling because a blind man is sitting there hitting people from 10 floors up.
Well, she's beginning to understand that shit ain't right.
It was like, when did I get Zatoichi in my room?
Okay, death battle, if you ever hear, there's Zatoichi versus Daredevil, go.
And, again, then we kind of revert to a bit of Batmanism where we're hanging people off the roof and threatening to drop them.
Well, they say it's Batmanism. It is a really big sign of fear. You know,
using fear for the torture.
Yeah, I mean, if you threaten to throw me off the side of a cliff, I'd tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah, it's Batman's trademark. It kind of is.
I think it's because the movies really make it seem that way, or is it the comics as well?
Well, no, I mean, the answer is both.
Yeah.
Batman did it a lot when he wanted information.
And then his movies were some of the first superhero movies that really took off.
It's kind of Batman's go-to thing is fear itself, so.
And Daredevil is the man without it, so...
Clash.
So, you know, and we after that, he finds where the boy is.
So that's what I was about to go into was the whole reason's going on in the beginning of the second episode, after you find Daredevil in the trash, we realize that some kid got kidnapped. And through the interrogation of this policeman on the take, we learn that they did this to get Daredevil's attention, though he's not going by that name yet. They want him to come in because...
Oh, he's going by the name of Mike.
Well, that's what Claire calls him because Matt won't tell him his name. But the boy got kidnapped so Daredevil would come after him because Daredevil's been messing with him, been breaking up their human trafficking, been saving, you know, people from getting mugging and stuff like this. And so that's his question. Where's the boy? Every time you lie to me, bam, right in the side of the head.
And then eventually it resulted to right up in the eye.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
Well, Claire... Yeah. He started talking some major league shit about how they're going to keep doing this to all these people, and that got Claire's...
A little mad,
so being a nurse told him, hey, stab him right here, this is where his occipital nerve is.
So it was. It looked like somewhere between the eyeball and the bone.
Yeah,
the eyebrow.
It was going right under...
Suffice to say,
the case.
It is a bit wicked. Now, I'm not 100% certain, but I do think this show is kind of shooting for the PG-13. Karen takes her shirt off, but I don't think you see anything in the first episode because she got caught in the rainstorm and she's hanging out with a blind guy.
Well, everyone outside Matt Murdock's window did.
That's a different story.
In the window.
And then this level of violence is a little high, so, you know, as a parent, let me go ahead and tell you on the review, that's what you're going to have to get used to if you're going to watch it with the kids.
It's not... Too bad, you know. It's not.
I mean, it ain't Game of Thrones or Marco Polo.
Well, I've not watched either of those either.
Well, the one's on Netflix. Yeah. And the other one's famous. So
yeah, but it's not. It's not like, oh my god, there's a ton of gore, and there hasn't been really any sex to speak of. So you don't have to worry about that. And that's always been weird to me that we're more squidgy about
nudity
than a guy gets his head blown off, and that's okay. But...
I've always said I thought that was pretty strange.
But nonetheless. No, it's. I wouldn't say it's a bad watch for a kid, as long as you make sure the kid understands this ain't real.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why we're telling you ahead of time in case, you know, you haven't watched the show.
You should watch it, though.
Yeah.
It's really great.
That's what my kid just said.
But it is...
The whole background.
When you're like, hey, we're going to watch Daredevil, again, my same reaction I usually have is like, meh... Went through my head, kind of like, I was started watching it, and I was like, okay, I'm getting into this.
So,
and I think that's partially why I don't watch these things, because I know I'll probably get into them.
Well.
And I don't want to just watch TV all the time.
Well, we're not going to marathon it. We're gonna check another two episodes out, and then we're going to come back and talk to you guys a little bit about it, if you'd like. And go from there.
Well, see, that's the other problem. I want to watch more right now.
I know you do, but...
All Marvel movies get you pumped up, whether they're good or not. I feel as if, like, all Marvel movies or cartoons or even the theme song just get you wanting to do something. And you don't know what that something is, and it frustrates me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Dagnabbit.
So, let's talk about the extras of the show. Things not involving the characters of the story.
Well, that opening seemed...
That opening seemed to hit you really good.
One, it's neat. It's neat watching the blood form different things. At least that it's either blood or thick raspberry jam.
How about we go? It is a red viscous liquid that is covering the Statue of Justice
and then making out the city,
right? Like the Empire State Building
and all that stuff.
And then eventually,
Daredevil's mask.
Yeah, and I think the reason they're doing that is the whole theme of water flowing over things and the echo ability that Matt has as Daredevil, that he can see things in that. They did it big time in the movies.
Well, this is kind of going along because I've watched a few episodes on Amazon Prime of Hannibal.
Okay,
which is, you know,
the TV show
Hannibal Lecter,
movies,
yeah.
Right.
But it's like in the past, before the movies happened, when Hannibal Lecter's younger, they do the same kind of thing where the blood is flowing and it makes like a body and things like that. So this seems to be the end thing for, you know, production houses to do with their openings.
Well,
now.
It is striking.
Yeah.
And number two, this is violence. I mean, Matt Murdock goes and beats the crap out of problems on the street. like Kayla, or I don't know, was it Kayla or you that asked, well, you know, where are the other heroes?
I asked that.
She asked that, and I kind of explained that, you know, well, Daredevil, Hell's Kitchen is kind of Daredevil's playground, mainly because the other ones don't really that care.
Well, well, it's not that they don't care,
but it's, like you said, it's beneath, like, Thor to
they
hang
have
around.
Bigger yeah. fish that they have to fry. To deal with.
Avengers are the Earth's mightiest heroes, so they're dealing with the bigger threat.
They're about to
then...
be dealing with Ultron.
Right, right.
There's that, too, and I'm very excited.
And let's be realistic. We can infer off-screen Natasha, a.k.a. Black Widow,
yeah.
Clint, a.k.a. Hawkeye, they're doing S.H.I.E.L.D. things. Yeah, you're spirit homie,
spirit
I get
homie.
It. Cap is probably reeling from the things of dealing with Bucky and stuff from the last movie.
Or doing more.
You got Iron Man dealing with that problem from Iron Man 3.
Iron Man got all sorts of problems.
Sure.
Rebuilding his house for the fourth time.
Hulk's doing his Bruce Banner probably.
Hulk's
walking.
Working for Iron Man right
maybe,
now.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, in Iron Man 3.
Well, we know they're hanging out. And as the kids like to call them...
The science bros. Pianos.
Well, no, I believe I remember that in Iron Man 3. It was pretty much saying that he works for Stark.
So.
Well, at the end of the movie, he was taking therapy advice.
From
right, right. And he's like, I'm really not that kind of doctor.
And it was great.
Which, all I have to say is, please, as long as you're doing Hulk movies, keep Mark Ruffalo.
Don't let him cut his hair either. Like, in Iron Man 3...
Warning, fangirling, go ahead.
Like, in Iron Man 3, I kind of liked it, but I really like Mark Ruffalo. In the Avengers, when Natasha went to go talk to him, he says, yeah, I don't always get what I want, and he touched the baby crib. And I feel as if it symbolized a lot of things about how Bruce Banner and the director of the Avengers even stated that that was a nice touch, and that's why he picked Mark Ruffalo. And it's those kind of actors that just kind of connect to the character. It kind of feels as if you are a part of the character now. And I feel as if that's what Daredevil's
well,
kind of.
Well, I'm going to play the devil's advocate and say that Eric Bana made a very decent Bruce Banner. And the rest of that movie was a wreck when it comes to the Hulk universe. And that.
Well, see, and we've had this argument before. And I would argue the man in the chair effed over Bana. Ang Lee, the director.
Yeah. And then we go to the second one, was Ed Norton. And I think Ed Norton done a real good job.
Well, he did a more low-end, I'm trying to stay hidden, don't look at me kind
of. That Hulk was kind of like, it was supposed to be a spiritual continuation of the television show.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you didn't watch the 1970s something CBS television show,
this is where I should input the music chords at the end walking away.
I think it's 79 to 84, but I could be very wrong.
Lou Ferrigno was in the movie.
yeah. Well, he's been in both of the movies.
Well, like I said, it's not like I didn't think the other actors were doing a bad job. I thought they were doing really good. But this is coming from someone like me who gets excited over the smallest of things. But I really believe that the actor of Daredevil is actually trying to connect to that character. That could just be me, but...
Well, I do think the trick is, with you bringing out Mark
Ruffalo,
and this actor being Daredevil, the trick is that both these actors are doing a good job on both sides of the character. One of the biggest problems we always had about the old Batman films was Michael Keaton was... he was an okay Batman, or most people felt he was a good Bruce Wayne, but he just didn't seem to do the transition. Val Kilmer looked good as a Batman, made a terrible Bruce Wayne. And George
Clooney just failed miserably.
He made a great Bruce Wayne, and I don't know what the hell happened to his Batman. I think Bat Nipples was a...
Bat Nipples and badass.
And I know you have a...
Thank you, Schumacher.
I know you have a dislike of the Nolan-style Batman,
well,
but Christian Bale did a good job.
Let me put it this way. The Nolan Batman was interesting. Dark Knight was a great movie.
Right.
Period. But I think that was more due to, what's his name that played
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger and his interpretation of the Joker, which is one of the better ones I've seen.
Well, remember that you gotta have good playing off capability.
Yeah. And that one's good. My problem with the Nolan series is I don't think Nolan gets superheroes.
Well, and that's a fair argument. But taking the Christian Bale's action, mm-hmm. you can believe when he's Bruce, that he's Bruce, and just, when he's Batman, you can buy it.
My other complaint is I wish he'd...
Well, lots of people hated the voices, and nobody understood Bane, so...
You gotta put on those captions. Subtitles, huh?
So, here we are with Daredevil.
Batman!
Okay, calm down. I can believe that Mr. Cox, because I remember his last name but not his first name, mm-hmm. when he's Murdoch, he's Murdoch. And when he's being this raw, fresh, new Daredevil, I'm buying it.
Well, but you're buying it without him having to lower my voice and yell at things and it looks like my cheeks are puffing out.
I don't know, I have to pay a little... Well, I get that, but I'm going to pay a little more attention and see if... What is he doing to protect his identity? Well...
He's wearing a half mask.
Right, pantyhose on his head.
Well, so far what we've seen is he's doing a great job at being the lawyer he's supposed to be. He's doing a good job at being the... Not superhero, but I'm here to help.
The street
guy.
Vengeance guy.
I'm here to help guy. But this is just the first two episodes.
Well, of course.
What's going to happen when he gets his actual outfit? His billy clubs. Will he be able to
On those billy clubs. This boy needs to hit people with stuff because his hands ain't doing the job.
As I pointed out earlier, he's not taking down enemies as fast as you've seen other superheroes take down.
Well, that villains. He doesn't have super strength or high-tech gadgetry or
stuff like that. And while I think that's cool, that's what I'm getting at with the billy clubs is that's not, you actually see that the show showing that that's not his really expertise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just something he's doing or he's
trying.
Well,
see, now you guys have a little bit of advantage because you're watching this show and whatever he does is fresh. And I'm watching this show going, oh, crap. Ooh, that's going to be important. And then they're sitting there going, hey, isn't this person important? Don't this happen because... And I have to sit there going, no, don't tell them. Keep it...
Well, again, I think I know Karen Page. I think I know what happens, but I'm not going to say anything.
Again, you got 50 years worth of Daredevil history plus?
Well, the reason I say I think I know Karen Page, and here we go again with plugging our favorite YouTube rocker, Razor Fist, did a top 10 Daredevil comics to read in getting ready for this, because he's a big Daredevil fan. And I do believe I heard that name come up a couple of times in a really big...
emphasis.
Well, no, it's not a comic, it's a... graphic novel set that he brought up as one of the big ones, and I think I remember that name from there.
So, I mean, we haven't looked ahead.
And again, Rageaholic on YouTube.
Yeah.
Give him a look.
We haven't looked ahead, so is there anything in particular you're looking forward to? Now, me, I'm looking for those billy clubs. I want them to show up.
I want the costume.
You want the costume. You got it.
I want the costume, and I want to see the Kingpin on screen.
I'm sure he's going to show up. And now, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I think there's 14 episodes. Yep. Don't you have the Wiki?
I think it says 13, actually.
There might be 14.
13 episodes. So I'm going to call it. You're going to see the Kingpin, episode 8.
Okay. Or at least get a shadowy glimpse of it.
What about you? Are you going to make a bet on it?
Not so much, but I can tell you what I'm looking forward to.
I'm really
looking forward to the character development. As I said, I don't know Matt Murdock or Daredevil too much because I've only read one of his comics.
Vincent D'Onofrio was the Kingpin?
No, but...
You're cheating. Don't look ahead.
But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Matt Murdock transforming into the superhero he's supposed to be. And I'm wondering if he's going to do that whole... Matt Murdock's dead, but Daredevil's not thing he did with
No, I can pretty much tell you they're probably not going to do that because...
Or at least some more character development.
That's going to happen. Yeah. Murdock's going to come into his own both as a lawyer and as Daredevil, but...
King
that
Broody
whole...
will take his throne.
Who?
King Broody.
He's King Broody.
He's brooding all the time.
Oh.
The whole joke, I'm not sure if it was Frank Miller or another one, but I've heard that several of the creators of Daredevil have stated, you know, Matt's a Catholic.
Yes.
And that whole, I know I'm doing right, but I'm sinning to do it, does weigh on his soul.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to empathize with that, because...
Sure.
I am Mr. Agnostic, so...
Right. And I'm a Protestant.
Well, I was raised Protestant.
And Kayla's non-participatory.
I know someone who's Catholic, and...
Well, we all do.
Yeah,
we all know someone who's Catholic.
I'm not a theist. I have a friend who's Catholic.
I mean, I know I know a guy.
He's been to Mass a handful of times.
We all know a guy. He stands about 6'5".
Gives up meat for Lent.
Oh, mine just knits.
No.
No.
We were talking about Charles.
Oh, that guy.
You know that guy.
That guy.
Poor Charles. He's going to be like, when I get up here, I'm going to thump all y'all.
We missed tea time, Uncle Charles.
And well, Colonel Angus.
If he even knows about this podcast.
Oh, he could find it. It's on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's roll
wrap
this
it up.
Train. Well, not necessarily roll this train back to Daredevil. One thing, again, from some things I've kind of seen and heard, the mention of build a file that the Kingpin said.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's pointing to something I know about just from hearing about.
Yeah.
Well, remember, I'm not going to say because I don't want
to... Well, remember in the movie, you know, mm-hmm. Kingpin tried to... He was like, Wesley, give them my card. I can always use two hungry lawyers. And
yeah.
And your favorite Ben Devil said, no, we only work for honest clients and stuff like that.
I do have a question, though, before we wrap it up.
Sure.
We've been giving this show a little bit of praise and a little bit of...
What do we not like about
it? Yeah, I kind of want to know, what do you guys don't particularly like about
it? Well, since you brought it up, why don't you start that fight?
To be honest, this is what I'm sitting here trying to think, because I'm so focused on so much what I like about
okay.
it, I'm going to get blinded about the things that could change a little
well,
bit, in my opinion.
And we also watched it for the first time.
Yeah.
So we still got that whole nice, shiny new TV show smell on it.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Well, that and it's only two episodes.
Well, I will go ahead and throw in on this. The one thing I didn't like is... Or the one thing I'm worried about is the kid and the dad thing. By episode 2, dad got killed.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
But at the same time, I can see where they're going in. They don't want to spend half the season doing flashbacks.
But they're interesting.
They are interesting, but at the same time, Matt Murdock needs to grow.
Are you worried that they're going to quit doing the flashbacks? Because...
Well, when you've already killed the dad... And if you didn't know coming... Okay, I knew coming in. Anyone who's seen the movie knew yeah. going in. Mr. Murdock gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. But I still think that the kid is the... In my opinion, the best way they're showing Matt's growth. Him coming to terms with being blind. Him starting to feel them superpowers. Life lessons learned from dad.
Yeah.
Those were showing why Matt's the way he is. And I think that they... had a really good aspect there that they went ahead and chucked in the trash can a little
too quick.
They
can't warp back and bring other things with dad.
They can, but it's going to lose some of its strength, in my opinion.
Maybe they will talk about dad. Maybe what happened with mom, who raised him after that.
Well, we assume mom's going to come
maybe
and pick
mom.
Him up.
Or
we
maybe,
don't know. Could
maybe,
be grandma.
Maybe it's Uncle Stick.
Maybe it's like every other Marvel backstory in... Parent problems.
Orphans?
Orphans.
Orphans.
Aunt May adopts him. Eat your wheat cakes, Maddie boy.
Oh, God.
Well,
Aunt May doesn't need any more trouble. She's got freaking Peter.
Tangent time. In the Ultimate comic line, she ends up having a couple of the people living under her house for a little while. They don't always stay there. And how about the cartoon in
the
Ultimate cartoon?
Spider-Man. Yeah, with Iron Fist.
And Luke
Tyra.
Cage. She's not Tiger, she's a white tiger.
White tiger.
And she's
bad.
A Latina woman. That's funny.
And that is Luke Cage?
No, there's Luke Cage,
oh,
Iron okay. Fist, the white tiger, and Nova.
I've seen bits
Why
and
has it
got to
be a white tiger?
That's what I was making the joke.
I've seen, because there's already a Black Panther, they needed a white tiger to...
It's
just Falcon!
It's just Falcon, goddamn.
What else in his life?
So, yeah.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it. And... I only really paid attention to Iron Fist because I enjoy Iron Fist's character. And I'm hoping...
Well, that's funny you should say that. I hate
oh,
to cut you
snap.
Off. But do you know that the Netflix is going to be doing an Iron Fist series, a Luke Cage series, and I think there's a fourth one, and I'm not 100% certain, but I think it's Miss Jones. In the comics, she went by, like, Power Crystal or something. But she ends up... Her and Luke end up married.
Yeah, yeah. Dad, don't even wrap me a birthday gift, because that was
Wikipedia
the greatest thing you just gave me.
Didn't you know that was coming?
No, I didn't know there was a
yeah.
Luke Cage. I'm so excited now, because I want to know everything.
Luke
Look at
Cage,
that.
Cage, Iron Fist.
I hope they stop for pizza like they
Jessica
did.
Jessica Jones is her name. That's it. I don't know what her superhero name was.
Jessica Jones.
And Daredevil. I don't see what her name is in here, but...
It's okay.
Anyways,
those... Well, the whole trick with her was she was a superhero for a little while, and then things got bad for her in some way. I don't exactly remember how. I don't know if she took a real bad beating or something, and she called it quits. And then she showed back up in the comics when Young Justice started happening, and they were like, we need to get some people to talk to these guys, these teens again.
We're going to wrap this up before I go on a soapbox, because CNBC, you just pissed me off.
What? Go ahead, do it. We're in
Friends of Netflix, the tagline is, the blind superhero that the blind can't enjoy. And I'm kind of like, oh, what? And they're like, making access to the blind. How do you do that?
I don't know.
How can they... They can listen, I mean, but how...
I assume that much like for deaf people, you have subtitles. I'm sure that there are closed caption. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that for blind people, when they make a television episode, you probably end up having Daredevil walked into the room. And then he says his stuff, you know what I'm saying? You have a narrator, I would assume.
Yeah. But... To go back on the question of the things that I didn't quite like about the Daredevil series, I feel as if they really didn't connect to a few points strong enough.
And that is?
I'm not sure quite yet. That's the thing, is I feel as if they're not connecting to
something. So you just have a feeling of lacking in the episode, but you don't know what it is?
Well, I'm only on episode 2. Right. Can't say much.
Let me pull a little knowledge of how certain other things work. I think they're following the same model. Nowadays in Japan, when they do an anime, they do a 13-episode season. And they ship it out. It's usually fast and loose, because that's what they got.
Right, right.
If it catches on, they get money to make more.
Right.
Yeah, and I understand.
Well, I was going to say that about this deaf thing you read on the NBC.
Yeah.
If this Netflix thing takes off, if they're, if their hits and ask, you know, requests for the show keep up, I'm sure they'll make the effort. If people are emailing these guys, hey, we'd like to see more for the blind, not the deaf. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. Because in America, and in Kingpin, and money talks and bullshit walks.
Again, and I'm not saying, oh, get over it, blind people. I was just kind of... It seemed like...
The TV show's been out for two whole freaking days.
Give it a break, social justice people.
Let somebody hear. Let some people, be exposed to it for at least a month before you start jumping on.
Yeah, again, you could just ask. Don't take it to the paper. Just ask them.
Well, I mean, it's media. What are we if not?
Well,
media?
It's media that doesn't. We're not talking about this. Later on in Tinfoil Podcast, we will talk about that.
Drew needs to put his justice mask on for justice.
Media justice.
But as far as... I didn't see anything I didn't like.
Yet.
It's only two episodes.
Sure.
But at first I was kind of... When Foggy first showed up, I'm kind of like, oh god, is this guy going to be annoying?
Yes.
But... It's not a bad annoying. It's a funny annoying.
and maybe that'll be a testament to that actor that he... Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, I never found the Foggy character interested. Mm-hmm. I know that he keeps Murdoch grounded as a human and that they're friends.
Yep.
But in the movie, that actor portrayed him as a very money-looking-forward guy. And this guy even did it, too.
A little bit, but there's a bit of humanity there.
Yeah,
still.
He still does have humanity.
I think there's some character development that's going to be planned on his part as well.
Well, I can tell you now from the history of the comics, Foggy Nelson and Karen Page are as important to the Daredevil/Matt Murdock story is... As much as the Kingpin and Elektra and Bullseye are
and
to the other side
question.
Of the
another question. Are we going to see Elektra? Are we going to see Bullseye?
I will...
And hopefully it's not retarded Colin Farrell Bullseye.
Well, I'll go out on a limb now before seeing any of the episodes and reading any Wikipedia pages and say that they're probably...
Going to wait.
No, they're probably going to dip into the lesser known people. Mm-hmm. That way they can get whomever they want to act it. They can put their own twist on it. And realistically, this stuff's already made.
Yeah.
So
it's already in the can.
Yeah, all 13 episodes are available on Netflix. We're just going to pace ourselves with it. But I think they're going to dip into the... I mean, like I said, Daredevil's got 40, 50, 60... I don't know. Let's just go 1970. I think he existed before that, but let's just say 1970 to 2015. That's 45 years.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just for the ease of the math. 45 years...
The maths.
...times 12. That's 540? 450 plus 90? Yeah, 540 issues of Daredevil that you can dip into. 540 issues, you can find The Owl, Silvermane, Stiltman. Yeah, I'm just
getting into this.
I have no clue. That's the point. And I'm not even a fan.
And I'm still worried about the Stiltman thing. That sounds stupid.
Well, not every Marvel villain is Doctor Doom.
Though,
but, like you said, money does talk and so does media. If perhaps these characters, like, they'll probably mention Elektra or something again, and if...
Or maybe not. They might wait.
Well, if Elektra shows up, she's going to show up in a flashback of their college days, but go ahead.
If the fans seem to like it, I bet she'll make a big comeback, but if the fans don't seem to care too much, then I don't think they'll do anything with it, to be honest.
Well, we won't know if she shows up or not at all until we watch more episodes.
So the next part is
Elektra going to actually be a big thing, or is it going to be more like the movie where she was just kind of there?
Well, to be fair to the movie... They crammed, like, a 3-year story arc, is my guess.
Yeah.
In a 30-minute clip part of the movie.
Which is not a good idea. Right.
You gotta realize, Elektra is a friend of Foggy and Matt's. They dated in high school, if I remember the story correctly. Her dad got killed. She went home to Greece.
Yep.
That's where she learned her, I'm gonna get vengeance from ninjas. Ninjas! Then she comes back to New York and starts being an assassin for hire, runs into Daredevil... They figure each other's identity out. Now we have this star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet, who can kick the shit out of one another. Yeah, go ahead.
Last I checked, Elektra didn't wear a mask, so not that hard to figure out who she was.
Well,
right?
From a blind guy, it might be.
Well, yes, but everybody else, if they survived.
You know, I was about to say, if they survived. Yeah. Well, she wasn't one of the world's deadliest assassins for letting people survive.
Nailed it. That's only your job resume. What are you good at? I'm an assassin, but I let people live.
Get out. Go to your room.
Second time I've been grounded today.
No, Elektra's grounded now for letting him live.
I am on a roll.
By who? The Hand?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't join the Hand until she gets killed by Bullseye.
And then somehow resurrected.
The Hand bring her back.
And on the seventh day.
Well, if I remember correctly, 12 people had to die so she could get resurrected, but I could be wrong about that aspect.
Because Marvel. That's just the theory.
Because no one stays dead in Marvel except for Uncle Ben and Bucky Barnes. Oh, wait, never mind.
Never mind.
Big old Bucky's still alive. The Winter Smolder has returned.
Shut up.
So, final thoughts, I guess.
I think we've already covered our final thoughts, slight fears.
If postscript anything.
Sure,
go for it. Again, I haven't seen anything I don't like so far. Again, okay. I'm not a Daredevil fan, per se, but I'm liking it so far.
This is a good chance to become a good Daredevil fan, though.
Ooh, selling points.
I'm not going to buy the comics, sorry.
Yeah, well,
I don't have enough room in this.
But you can support the TV show.
Yeah, well, yeah. I am by paying Netflix.
And clicking on the shows.
Yep.
You know how it works?
I'm not sure how... I would have to research that. I'm not sure.
I would think that sure by clicking on their show...
Well, what it is you pay your amount.
Well, sure. You pay your monthly...
Sorry for this little tangent, but you pay your amount for the month, and I'm guessing they have analytics tracking what's getting watched.
Well, Kayla and I are really supporting Robin Hood.
Like the Disney Robin Hood?
Yeah, we watched it like 3 or 4 times in every...
Oh, I was like, are we talking Disney Robin Hood or Errol Flynn Robin?
I support Hulk versus Thor and Wolverine a lot. Very much.
Oh, now that you're bringing that up, DC's putting out a new animated Batman.
Those animated...
Weird Al's playing the Toy Man.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
I was about to say there's so many, but when you said Weird Al, I'm all for this.
What's your final thoughts on this?
Final thought? Second episode's pretty good so far. I'm hoping they'll do what they did with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stick with it. You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had to take a lot to build up.
About to say, a lot of people complained that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was kind of hit and miss in the first season, but
well, that's also a TV syndicated thing, and this is a per pay gateway show.
Well, when you talk about Marvel, you're not excited to hear about the agents. You're excited to hear about the superheroes.
The hell I wasn't.
Oh, well, you are, but not a lot of people are. Not a lot of people are.
The only agent I've liked so far, well, there are only two agents that I know of and like so far. Coulson.
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 Man of Coal.
Son of Coal.
Son of Coal. Son of Coal.
And what was Fury's...
Maria Hill.
Maria Hill, yeah.
His second in command?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless that woman.
Well... Agent May from the television show.
She's really again. Cool.
I know. But you should watch it then. This is your... You got it on Netflix. Watch it. Fitz and Simmons are adorkable.
Adorkable.
They are. And they're British.
Number exactly. two, isn't it done by Josh Whedon?
I know he has a hand in it. I don't know how much.
And that makes me more skeptical.
If you enjoyed the movie.
I'm about to put on my flame retardant undies like you do.
There you go.
I don't like Josh Whedon's TV series. Moving on.
That Jeremy Renner, the guy who plays Hawkeye, and Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to star in season two.
Well,
but...
Nick Fury had some guest starring... He had some guest points in the first season. I know he was in the season finale.
Yeah, but you gotta pay to get that man.
I don't know.
Samuel L. Jackson.
I think they loved the series so much that they were willing to do it.
Well, he's still gonna get some money.
Well, no, I mean, everybody's gonna get money, but.
I think Nick Fury just likes ripping off his eye patch now.
The woman who played Sif,
yeah,
she was in an episode, if not two.
Oh, well.
From the Thor movie.
Yeah, I know, but we're gonna make this run an hour if we keep going on tangents on shows this ain't about.
With that is. Perhaps not make it build up like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did, because not everyone enjoys that, but I'm really hoping they stick to what they're doing.
Okay.
Don't go too fast, don't go too slow.
Well, that's a great comment, but it's hard to do.
I know, it's hard to do, and I'm not asking them to be perfect.
Go to your room.
not for that one.
Third time, I'm gonna
roll. Not for that one. And then my final thoughts are this simple. Just listening to a Marvel girl who likes the show, and a guy who's not into comics that much... I can sit here and go, this is what... Yes,
well,
go ahead.
Well, finish your saying, and then I'll...
This, to me, is why this show is important. This right here, dude, Excelsior and make mine Marvel. But the ability to bring these stories to new markets, new viewers, people who aren't interested in collecting 52 pounds of paper... But still love the characters, or have the capability to love the characters, want to enjoy the stories. That's why I think Marvel Comics is going to become Marvel Media. Comics and newspaper have been dying for years, unfortunately. It's sad, but true. There will always, I think, in my opinion, be a market for a paper-held newspaper.
Insert Metallica sad, but true right there.
But, dude, I'm so excited that... These people went out on a limb and did Daredevil for Netflix, and I'm so looking forward to Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones.
Heroes for Hire.
Dude, I don't give a fuck if they put Howard Duck on Netflix. I'm willing to give
whoa,
it a shot.
Whoa, slow it down there, Chief.
Beauty. Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Slow it down there,
Chief. Get a little crack, fool!
No, slow it down there, Chief. But nonetheless,
what about Marvel Presents a variety show, and you get a different hero every episode?
I think with the way
that would take a lot of actors and a lot of money.
You never know.
Well, I think the way people go nowadays, and a lot of people are cutting the cord and going to just like Roku boxes, like we do here.
Yeah, you're talking about the cable cord.
Yeah, they're cutting the cable cord and just going with internet and Roku boxes. I think the best way to do it is. Series is because people there are some people that just want to go home on a Thursday night, get them a tub of popcorn or ice cream or whatever,
marathon three or four
and just
five
go
episodes.
Through it and scoop down the whatever.
Those who use ice cream, I highly recommend Rocky Road
because it's an analogy for life.
The best crying ice cream.
Oh my god.
Well, removing salt from face and going on again, and you heard me shout out, I don't like the Josh Whedon stuff. If you do, that's fine. He's just not for me.
Well, to be fair, Firefly was the number one selling DVD set for years.
And that's great.
No.
If
I'm just,
you like it.
But I'm going on your point of the market's going to get what they want when it's set. How much money did Fox and etc. make from it being the number one DVD sales for a long time on Amazon, and yet they've kept repeatedly letting the ball drop.
Well, it's Fox. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, well.
But, again, if you like it, great. Great. I just want to do this because I know we're going to get flamed when somebody hears me.
Don't worry about it. Matrix that some bitch. Bullet to the side.
But it's great. It's just not for me. I don't want to hear how great it is. It's just not. His stuff is not for me.
All right, so we're going to wrap.
I do give him credit on the Avengers, though. Okay. That was good.
So we're going to wrap it up. If you got any thoughts, any comments, if there's something you liked, something you didn't like, something you want to share, we would love to hear it. We've got Facebook.
Which is Two Fools Network at Facebook.
We've got YouTube.
Two Fools Network on Facebook.
And we got Podomatic.
And Two Fools Network on Podomatic. We also have a Twitter account at Two Fools TWN.
So please drop us some words. Let us see what you got to say.
You should let us know if you want a part two on Daredevil, because I can join in on that.
Oh, we're going to do it anyways, whether they like it or not.
It'll be tomorrow, bro.
Or the next day. Today. So, and we're out.
Drew.
And I'm Dave.
I was Kayla.
See you later.